We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Part two of this is going to look at where things stand at cornerback now that Micah Bell has left, because Micah Bell is now the second cornerback to leave the roster this spring and the second player that could potentially play the nickel position. Obviously, Micah joins Clarence Lewis, who jumped in the portal earlier in the spring. Clarence could do that earlier because he's a grad transfer, and graduates don't – there is no window for graduates. They can jump in the portal whenever they want. They may not always be eligible at that upcoming season, but, you know, like, so if that kid leaves in fall camp, he can't go play somewhere else in the fall, but Clarence could leave in the spring to be eligible to play in the fall somewhere. So Clarence left. He was the backup nickel last year. Micah was competing for that job this year. Clarence also provided great depth outside. He's a kid that started games for Notre Dame at outside cornerback, started for him on a playoff team. You lost a very experienced player in Clarence Lewis. Now you lose a younger player that, while he doesn't have any experience, he played a little bit in the bowl game and did some solid things. But he was a developing player, a guy that you thought you might have a chance to do something with, and a guy that you thought that, you know, maybe someday could do something. So now, where is Notre Dame for the 2024 season at cornerback? And then we'll kind of talk about the future. So number one, at outside cornerback, this doesn't really affect Notre Dame at all. Notre Dame is going to have six scholarship cornerbacks on the roster in 2024. You're going to have Benjamin Morrison. You're going to have Christian Gray. You're going to have Jaden Mickey. You're also going to be in a situation where you're going to have Chance Tucker. It is, you know, you hope that Chance will come back to help continue to provide depth. He's a quality young man, so you're going to have him at corner next year. And then in the summer, you're going to welcome Leonard Moore and Carson Hobbs. I think one of them could maybe step in as a freshman and provide depth. We'll see which one. I have my opinion on who I think is more technically advanced, but, you know, with Carson Hobbs' strength and speed, I could see him doing it. I'm very high on Leonard Moore, as you guys know, and what he can bring to the table. So outside cornerback, they're not in a bad place.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
However, Notre Dame has been looking in the portal for a while. Since it really opened up, for another corner. They would like an experienced corner to come in. And that's why, you know, last week they had Trayshawn Devones visited last week from Rice. He started this past season for the Owls. I believe had 2 picks, over 40 tackles. You know, solid veteran player. Likely not a guy that comes in and just blows everyone out and just dominates a starting job. He'll come in and compete, and he'll battle, and at the very least provide veteran depth at both outside corner positions and also a guy that can play special teams. And so he gives you a little protection against injury. So let's just say Benjamin Morrison gets hurt again, or let's say he's not ready. And I don't know when Benjamin Morrison is going to be healthy. They haven't told us. I'm just trying to, you know, prepare for a scenario where it re-injures his shoulder. He's not healthy till game 4. You're now in a situation where you have Jaden Mickey and Christian Gray, and you say, hey, feel good about that. But after that, you have no experience. Chance Tucker has never played really any meaningful snaps. You'd have the 2 freshmen. So getting a kid like Trayshawn Devones would give them a little bit of protection against that. And so there's some interest there. And then if he comes in and he's better than expected, then you know maybe he can push the other guys that are on the roster, because competition is always a good thing. And he brings some strength to the position, and there's a lot of things that he brings to the table at that outside cornerback position. So I do believe that Notre Dame wants to bring in a portal corner. That's not a surprise to anyone. We've been talking about that here now for a couple weeks. And so don't be surprised. And if they don't get Trayshawn Devones, don't be surprised if they keep looking in the portal for some guys. And I also wouldn't be shocked if there's maybe an Ivy League kid or two that they talk to. This is my opinion. An Ivy League kid or two that they talk to about maybe coming in and being a preferred walk-on and helping to provide a little bit of depth as well. But outside cornerback, if you're able to get a solid portal player, I'm comfortable with where Notre Dame is at cornerback in 2024, because you have Benjamin Morrison coming back whenever that's going to be. You have Christian Gray. You have Jaden Mickey. You have Chance Tucker. You have two freshmen that you like. And then, of course, if you can get a portal guy, it gives you a little bit of depth. So I'm not as concerned about it. And Micah Bell leaving, honestly, doesn't really impact that at all. He played some outside cornerback in the spring game, but his ideal position was going to be in the slot at nickel. And so that's where more of this is a hit. And so you have Jordan Clark, who's a six-year senior. You have Jaden Osbury at that position. And then after that, you know, you're in a bit of a tough spot because on the outside, you have a lot of talent, but you're going to be young. On the inside, you've got Jordan Clark. You've got Jaden Osbury. So you've got a veteran, and then you've got a young, talented player that's never played. After that, you don't really have a lot at that position, which is a little bit concerning. There are maybe some players outside that you could cross train to play inside. But here's the deal. If you are in a situation where you have to move someone outside inside, then now all of a sudden you've hurt your outside depth. And so, you know, that's a bit of a challenging situation. And so, you know, you're in a situation where if you have an injury or something in the slot, you're now in a little bit of a tough spot when you want to play your nickel looks. That's the problem. And so I don't know the answers to that. And I don't know that the answers to that are necessarily going to come at corner. And so where Micah Bell leaving creates a bit of a problem for 2024 is there. It's the nickel. If Jordan Clark stays healthy and Jaden Osbury stays healthy, they'll be fine. But as we all know, you can't guarantee that guys are going to be healthy. Here's where, and somebody brought this up earlier, here's where potentially Rod Heard could help you. And when you look at Rod Heard, Notre Dame recruited him to play safety. He's going to battle at safety. He's a guy that every expectation. And, you know, we're in a situation where if you get into a problem, this is a kid who had over 80 tackles last year as a nickel for Northwestern. He could play that as well. But again, that makes a lot of sense for nickel. But what is the moving Rod Heard if you're forced to do that? It's not just as simple as, well, it solidifies nickel because now you've hurt yourself at safety because now it's Xavier Watts and now you need the younger players to perform. That's where the offseason is going to be huge for Notre Dame when you look at guys like Don Shuler, Luke Talich, Ben Minnick stepping up. You've got Kennedy Urlacher had a good spring. Bronte Johnson arrives this summer as well. Tabron Benny-Powell arrives this summer. So you're going to really need your young depth chart at safety to step up and emerge and play well. So that way, if you get into a situation where you have to move a Rod Heard, then you're okay. But I know from what my conversations are with people, they don't want to move Rod Heard back to nickel. They like him at safety. They think he can be a really good player at safety. He solidifies that depth chart. But that's where the loss of a guy like Micah Bell can hurt. Because on the inside, it really creates some issues. When I look at some other options that Notre Dame could go with, what it could do at times is this could just force Notre Dame to be more of a nickel team. Or I mean, a base defense team. That's the other thing. And so when you look at Notre Dame's current roster, if they were to do that, then you'd have a little bit more options. You'd have the option of putting Jaden Osbury out there, as we already know. Jalen Sneed could play out there, or Jack Kaiser could play out there, who's been a starter at that position here for a while. And so to me, that's an answer at times, but you're still in a situation where if there's injuries and you're playing a team that likes to throw the ball or has a more athletic slot or you know, spreads the field, moves tempo, you're now a little bit more limited on what you can do. So that the nickel specifically is a position where Notre Dame is in a little bit of a tedious spot when you look at the overview of where they are. I've talked about this in the past. There's just a lot of different options that you could have, but all of them come with question marks. If you let's say, I've said this, I think Jaden Mickey would be a really good slot. I think most of the people in the chat think that Jaden Mickey could be a really good slot. But if you move Jaden Mickey to slot, then you're a little bit shaky on the outside. You could say, well, what about Chance Tucker or Clarence Lewis moving, or not Clarence Lewis, Christian Gray moving into the slot? Okay, well, if you do that, same problem. You're going to have some issues when it comes to your depth at outside corner. Well, you could ask a guy to cross train at two positions. Well, maybe you could do that with Jaden Mickey. I think he's going to his junior year. You could maybe do that. And that would actually make a lot of sense. I don't know that I want to cross train Christian Gray yet. He's already learning field and boundary. He's already having to learn two of those. Would he be in a situation where, you know, he'd be able to do that? Maybe, maybe not. You could say, okay, I see people in the chat. Well, move Ben Minnick there. All right. Number one, we don't know that Ben Minnick can play that position. Number one, you know, playing that slot position is a whole lot different than playing off safety, right? Number two is Ben Minnick has yet to prove he can be healthy for an extended period of time at Notre Dame as well. So moving an injury, a player that so far has battled multiple injuries in just one season, doesn't give me like the warm and fuzzies that the depth chart has been solidified. And so there's just not a lot of no-brainer options right now for me. There just aren't. And there's other positions where it's like, hey, you know, if this guy gets hurt, okay, no-brainer, you just move so-and-so over there and you'll be all set. You've got the depth at this position, you're fine. So like if Notre Dame has some issues at outside receiver and they say, okay, we're going to have to move Jaden Greathouse out there. Last year, that was a problem. This year, not as much of a problem. Because Jaden's more prepared to play it. You could maybe move Chris Mitchell to the boundary at times. You could have Jaden at the boundary at times. But now you're also still okay in the slot. You've got Jordan Faison. You've got Jaden Harrison. You've got KK Smith. You've got all these guys that can play that position. At safety, say, okay, well, move Ben Minnick down there. Okay. Let's assume for a second that he can play it. And I don't know that he can. Because I've always thought Ben was a downhill kind of guy, not a flip his hips and cover kind of guy. I haven't seen that from him. I don't know that he could play it. Maybe he could, maybe he couldn't. But here's the issue. You're now thin there. Okay, move Luke Talich down there and let him be that rangy rover type of guy. All right, fine. That's fine. But you're still having the same problem at safety. You know, you've got a guy coming off a shoulder injury, playing closer to the line of scrimmage, and now who's your number four safety? Well, it's Ben Minnick. You mean the guy that I just said has the history of injury. So you got to be careful, sort of the old expression, right? Robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of thing. You got to be careful about that because you don't move a guy that, like Luke Talich, for example, if the season were to start tomorrow, Luke Talich is in your two deep at safety, which means he's going to play. You don't take a guy from that position, move him to nickel, and not play him, which Luke Talich would then have to be your third nickel or third guy at that spot. Well, you can cross-train him. Okay, that's not a bad idea, but Luke Talich is still learning to play safety. I don't know that you want to take these young guys and start cross-training them all over the place. So again, the Notre Dame is going to lose some players because of how well they're recruiting, and they're still talented guys in certain positions, but this is the issue that Notre Dame has at certain spots, that yes, there are options, but none of them are guarantees. None of them are overly experienced and natural, easy answers. And so that's what makes Micah Bell's decision a little bit more concerning for 2024 if there's an injury. And that's what this whole conversation is about. If there's an injury, if they're able to stay healthy, and this is where we're at right now, if they're able to stay healthy, then this isn't an issue. They're okay. If Jordan Clark can stay healthy, they're okay. If Jaden Osbury stays healthy, they're okay. Because and especially Jordan Clark, because if Jordan Clark's healthy and Jaden Osbury gets banged up, there are still things you can do with Jalen Snead at Rover, Jack Kaiser at Rover, to still do what you did last year. You've got your nickel, and then you've got your base defense. If Jordan Clark gets hurt, there's things that I don't know that Jaden Osbury can necessarily do just yet at that position. It limits you a little bit coverage-wise. And that's why I say it would be more of that type of thing when we would have to look at and say, what's the answer going to be? That I'm not sure of. And that's what we're going to have to find out. Now, what I also think this could mean is maybe now when Notre Dame's looking at the portal, do they want to make sure now that there's a guy that could maybe play nickel as well? So if you get an outside corner, you have to ask yourself, can he play in the slot? So can Trayshawn Devones play in the slot? I don't know. If you get Trayshawn Devones as an example, who's an outside guy, does that give you more room to move someone inside? These are the decisions that the Notre Dame coaching staff has got to make right now. But they also still need to lose at least three more guys before they can even make that decision to get their numbers under enough to then start bringing guys in to add. And so while I think that they'll be okay if they can stay healthy, there are some things that could happen that would make me get a little bit more nervous about the depth chart for 2024. The depth chart for 2025 and beyond, very different story. And I'll get into that next in the final portion of today's show. I'll get into kind of, we're going to talk recruiting. We're going to talk a combination of the future for Notre Dame plus the 2025 class, where Notre Dame is, and why I think that the 24 season is a bridge between when you're a little concerned about a position and to where you're going to start to feel like you've done enough recruiting wise to where you're going to be in a good place. So I'll do that next. Before I get to that section, folks, do me a favor, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast, give us a 5-star review. And as always, if you've not done so, sign up for the message board at boards.archbreakdown.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.